Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Kurz Wiggins, and welcome to the Book of Psalms again as we turn to chapter 19 for our practice today. We'll be in Psalm 19 with verses 1 through 15. That's the entire psalm. For the leader, a psalm of David, the heavens declare the glory of God, the firmament proclaims the works of his hands. Day unto day pours forth speech, night unto night whispers knowledge. There is no speech, no words, their voice is not heard. A report goes forth through all the earth, their messages to the ends of the world. He has pitched in them a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom from his canopy, and like a hero joyfully runs its course. From one end of the heavens it comes forth, its course runs through to the other. Nothing escapes its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The statutes of the Lord are true, all of them just, more desirable than gold, than a hoard of the purest gold, sweeter also than honey or drippings from the comb. By them your servant is warned, obeying them brings much reward. Who can detect trespasses? Cleanse me from my inadvertent sins. Also from arrogant ones restrain your servant. Let them never control me. Then shall I be blameless, innocent of grave sin. Let the words of my mouth be acceptable, the thoughts of my heart before you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Well, Psalm 19 offers a profound reflection on the glory of God as revealed through creation and his divine law. In the opening verses, the psalmist marvels at the heavens that declare God's handiwork, highlighting the beauty and majesty of the natural world. The sun, in its daily journey, serves as a powerful metaphor for the brightness of God's truth and righteousness. This cosmic display is not just a testament to God's power, it also invites us to recognize our place within his creation. As the psalm transitions to the law of the Lord, it emphasizes the life-giving nature of God's commandments. They are more than rules. They are a source of wisdom, joy, and purity, illuminating the path for those who seek to follow God. The psalmist acknowledges that while we strive to live righteously, we often fall short and may unknowingly commit sins. Verses 12 and 13 poignantly expresses this concern. Who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Here, we are reminded that human awareness is limited. We may overlook inadvertent sins that separate us from God. The psalmist humbly seeks divine intervention, understanding that only God can cleanse us from these hidden transgressions. In this sacred plea, there is a reassurance that God is both just and merciful. He alone has the power to forgive and purify our hearts, allowing us to walk blamelessly in his presence. As we meditate on these verses, let us recognize our need for God's grace and ask him to cleanse us, for only he can clear us from our inadvertent sins. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit. Today my poem comes from Psalm 19. It's the entire psalm, verses 1 through 15. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Cleanse Me from My Inadvertent Sins. In the heavens, glory shines so bright. Stars and sun proclaim God's endless light. Each dawn's embrace, each twilight's grace. Nature sings of His love in every place. The skies declare no words are needed. Through silent beauty our hearts conceded. Creation's voice, a symphony grand, calling us softly to understand. The law of the Lord, a radiant guide, bringing wisdom where shadows reside. Pure and perfect, it revives the soul, a treasure of truth that makes us whole. Yet who can see the sins that lie hidden? Unknowing faults in our hearts are forbidden. A humble plea to God we raise. Forgive our errors, O Lord, we praise. The fear of the Lord, a treasure untold, enduring forever, more precious than gold. In His commandments our joy is found. In every measure His love abounds. Cleanse us, we pray, from thoughts unspoken, from those acts of ours that may leave us broken. Lead us to walk in grace intertwined, with hearts renewed, in Your light aligned. So let meditations be pleasing and true. May our words and thoughts ever honor You. In the journey of life, in love we abide, with God as our refuge, our faithful guide. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's July 13th, 2025. And we're recording this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, up with the angels. It is Sunday. Get out and see your teachers, your preachers, your ones who bring the Word of God to you each and every day. If you are practicing what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, you practice, pray, and proclaim the Word of God in your life in every moment of every day. It calls for us to be prayerful unceasingly. And so pray on everything you do. Practice, read the Bible, pray unceasingly, and proclaim with confidence. And you too will find yourself knowing what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. Seek the real presence, for He is a part of the journey of life. The blood, soul, and divinity truly present in the Blessed Sacrament that gives us life everlasting. Amen. We close today at 8:44 in Jesus' sweet name as we call out to Johnny, as we often do, our brother-in-law. He likes to say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We're in a novena today of Jesus's. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. May He bless each and every one of you in Jesus' name. My loving wife, I love so much. God bless you, my love. Peace be with us in our marriage. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.